The NRL is just about to get underway, of course, with next weekend's Auckland Nines. And Gilbert Gardner from the Herald Sun joins me now. G'day, Gilbert.
G'day, Kevin. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. You've written a story today about in the Herald Sun about the Melbourne Storm as they head towards the 2017 season. Been a fair few changes. How are they looking heading into 2017?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Look, it's come around really quick, hasn't it? I mean, it was only a couple of weeks ago, it feels like, all the boys are out on their Christmas break and enjoying time with family, and all of a sudden they're about to start kicking the balls and throwing the balls with anger next week. So, look, they're cherry ripe. I was down in Geelong. They've spent the past couple of weeks in Geelong at Geelong Grammar, which I don't know if you've been down there, Kevin, but that is an absolutely beautiful place down there at Geelong Grammar on the waterfront. And they've spent 2 weeks there. They've trained them really hard, and they're pretty keen on hitting the ground running. Let's not talk it up too much. It is a bit of a hitting niggle, the Auckland Nines, but it's all part of the preparation, of course, for the big NRL, the big round one. And Storm's pretty keen on hitting the ground running in these pre-season games to get all the boys sorted out and ready to play. And, of course, there's a lot of positions up for grabs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. How serious will they take the Auckland Nines? I mean, you wouldn't be risking your Billy Slaters and your Cooper Cronks and your Cameron Smiths, I wouldn't have thought.
No. Look, think of it much like the NAB Challenge or the whatever they call it now, the JLT Community Series.
Yep.
It's very much sort of the younger players. But that being said, they're taking it very seriously. Don't you worry about that, Kevin, because they're going to want to try and push their spot. You know, they've got to push the barrow. Craig Bellamy will be there watching. He's not actually coaching. He's stepped aside for the coaching. He's letting one of his assistants, Jason Riles, run the show. But don't be too concerned. Bellamy will be there, and he'll be watching the boys. And, you know, if you want to play in round one, you're going to want to perform over the next few weeks.
Given they've got, you mentioned the positional changes, you know, the blokes that have gone, Proctor's gone, Green's gone. So there are some really key spots in that side that need to be filled for 2017.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the main sort of message to come out of the camp is that there's a healthy competition for spots, Kevin. So they're really, I think all the players have really embraced it. They've embraced the challenge, and it's a great opportunity. I mean, who wouldn't want to play for arguably one of the most successful NRL teams of probably the last, you know, two decades. So there's a lot of boys really pushing, a lot of recruits, a lot of young guys that have been at the Storm for a few years. Josh Adokar, prime example. He's a winger, so he could really press for Marika Korobidis.
Yeah.
The code hopper. So Adokar, he, you know, to use one of the really popular preseason terms, a flyer.
Yeah.
And he's been flying in this preseason. So he's one that'll be pushing there, but there's a few other boys, you know, that stake some claims. Young Tanama Paya, he's been named captain for the Auckland Nines, a Broadmeadows product. So a local boy, one of the homegrown Storm boys. Looking, he's probably first cab off the rank for the wing, but, you know, there's opportunity there, that's to say the least.
And Cameron Munster, I mean, such a great player playing in Billy Slater's spot, but he could quite easily slip into Blake Green's 5-8 spot.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where he's been working out. Look, I think he's been doing a bit of the sort of bit of pullback training as well as a bit of 5/8 training. The big question mark is Billy, and that's sort of been the focus of the entire preseason. How is he going to go? How is he going to get through? And, you know, rest assured for any Storm fans, he's the other one that's flying. He's really, you know, putting his shoulder to the test. But the stark reality is we're not going to know how good or how well that shoulder will play until he starts playing in round one. So it's just going to be one of those things that, you know, come round one against the Canterbury Bulldogs in New South Wales there at Belmore, that's when we'll find out if Slater's going well.
Gilbert Gardner's joined us from the there Gilbert Channel. It's a movie. Gilbert Gardner from the Herald Sun NRL writers joined us. How much have they done with Billy in terms of any physical work at this stage? Have they kept away from that, or have they actually put it to the test a bit?
They have, and they have to, because, you know, the reality is he's probably going to have to maybe play a bit of time. Probably not, he hasn't been named for the Auckland Nine, so we won't see him there. But look, he probably will play one trial game. The little question mark is that at the end of Feb, they're playing at the last trial game, a traditional trial game, is against the Canterbury Bulldogs. And now the issue with that is that the following week, round one, they're playing the Canterbury Bulldogs as well. So they're not going to really want to give away too many secrets a week before round one. But you'd think that Billy will spend some time out on the pitch in the pre-season. But the reality is it's going to be a round one proposition. And he'll, you know, barring anything you know, unfortunate happening. He'll line up at fullback, and we'll see how that shoulder goes.
It'll be, from a Storm point of view, it'd be sensational to see, you know, the trio back together again. Cooper at halfback, Cam in the scrum, and Billy up the back there, to see that, and with the talent that they've got around them, another grand final appearance, and hopefully a better one than the one against the Sharks, does loom for the Storm in 2017.
No doubt. I think, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out that, you know, the big three, they're not getting any younger. And even though Cooper was named, you know, Rugby League Player of the Year, World Player of the Year, probably last month, you know, at 33, which is almost extraordinary in itself. But, you know, probably the next 2 years are the years that they're going to really want to capitalise. And, yeah, I think that's what makes it exciting for these young players who are trying to push their case. I mean, you've got some of the boys that are playing in the Auckland Nines. Joe Stimson, he's a Sunshine Tamora product. He played up for the feeder club, the Sunshine Coast feeder club for the Storm.
Yep.
He's one that could slot in there into the back row. You know, so all these guys, they haven't necessarily played in the NRL, but this is a massive opportunity for them to, you know, to be a part of a winning culture, a successful culture, and, you know, who knows what might happen when the NRL season starts.
And that KG old Fox that coaches them, he has a very, very good eye for talent, got a great talent spotting team around him in development and, you know, player talent identification. Whoever they bring into that squad is not going to be a mug by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you can imagine what damage they'd do if they actually had a draft, if all the best players in the country were laid out on a platter. And that's what makes the Storm just such an amazing franchise, really, because to be able to go out and highlight these blokes and, you know, keep them under wraps for 3 or 4 years and then bring them out, and, you know, they're ready-made players. And, look, Stimson's one of those. He's a really exciting product. He was the inaugural winner of the Storm. They have, like, a Storm Feeder Club Player of the Year award,
yep,
basically. And he's just won that. He's just absolutely demolished it up there on the Sunshine Coast, so... You'd expect to see him, you know, he'd be one that would be really looking to push his case there in the Nines and moving forward into round one and beyond.
And has Craig Bellamy had much to say about, you know, his hopes and sort of dreams for 2017 at this stage? He never normally says much.
No, I think you keep those sort of things close to your chest, don't you? I mean, it's only the pre-season competition and the Auckland Nines. But, yeah, rest assured, there's a bit of confidence around the camp. You could say the least there, but... You know, I think it's just a matter of... It's going to be tough. I mean, not many grand final teams lose four players from the previous year and then have to come back and butter up. So it is also a massive test for Storm and their ability to regenerate without necessarily dropping away, because, you know, they have lost, you know, three starting players and a bench player from last year. So it is going to be a big test, but they've got a lot of talent in there. The young boys, they're really excited, and I guess that the lure of, you know, potentially playing in the most powerful NRL team is enough to get them going.
Who, we mentioned the Cronulla Sharks who won that and broke their massive drought and was part of the whole 2016 underdog year that seemed to permeate every sport. They've lost a couple of their big names. Who are the teams to watch for the Storm in 2017?
Oh, come on, Kevin. It's all about the Storm. We don't worry about the rest of the NRL down here in Melbourne. I mean, let's be honest.
No, we don't.
Storm minor premiers and Storm for premiers.
We pay lip service to them slightly. You know? The thing is, they won't give us the Premiership Cup unless we actually do turn up and play against some of those Sydney and Brisbane teams. I imagine the Broncos will obviously be talked up again. Cronulla obviously will have their sort of people behind them. So the Storm won't have it on their own, Gilbert.
No, there's no doubt about that. But we'll at least try and push that. I mean, the interesting one is one to sort of keep your eye on is, I'm pretty sure, and don't quote me on it 99%, but, you know, no one's listening. It's only just between you and I.
Yep.
But I'm pretty sure Bellamy hasn't actually lost around one game in his tenure at Storm.
Okay.
And that being said, Storm haven't won at the Canterbury Bulldogs home ground, Belmore, for, you know, since, you know, Moses was a boy. So.
Right.
This might be a bit of a tough one in round one this year. We'll see. If he can do this, he's almost invincible, is Craig Bellamy. If he can manage a win on the road, round one, and continue his streak, it could be massive. But, no, you're right. I mean, the Broncos, they'll be thereabouts. Canterbury's always a tough opposition. It's going to be a big year, but the Storm have a lot of weapons.
Certainly do. Thanks, Gilbert. Appreciate your time.
No worries, Kevin. All the best. Thanks, mate.
Gilbert Gardner there from the Herald Sun talking NRL.